With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, welcome to Giddy Up's Punters Club on this Wednesday, the 20th of March. We're recording this at 11 minutes past 12 Eastern time. Let's welcome in the team. And I tell you what, if I was the football coach, which I am, of this Punters Club, they need to lift. I thought their week was pretty ordinary to kick off proceedings as I say hello to the captain in Adam White. Hello to you, Whitey.
G'day, Gareth. What did we get wrong?
We got Collingwood, which cost us dearly. Yeah. We played Collingwood in the guts. Mm. They were our football side that we went through everything, basically, and they let us down, the Magpies, the defending premiers.
Yes, that was the one. That was the killer. That was the best bet and linked through multis, and even though we got all the other legs up, Collingwood was the killer. And when it happens early in the week, you've really got to show character to fight back.
Yes.
And we did that with Freo as the best upset of the weekend, even though you gave them no chance at all, Gareth. So we got something out of the weekend, but Collingwood was certainly costly.
I remember texting a few friends over in the West saying, geez, I can't believe you gave Justin Longmuir a one-year extension midway through that first quarter when we're 10 or 4 goals in front and then we need another goal. Huey Fitzpatrick, hello to you.
Gareth, Whitey, Ponce. Yeah, look, I gave the Pies, I thought they were morals this week, and I gave Sydney no chance kicking over 100 points, and here they were. Logan McDonald had 4 in the goal square. So, we were pretty poor last week. I rode them in a lot of my multis, and I was left in a bit of pain on Friday night.
And Nick Nigra Ponce is the number one fan from the Carlton Football Club, who's their biggest critic. Hello to you, Nicholas.
Hello, Gareth. Yeah, Hayden Young let me down. 24 disposals, moved into defence late to cover those injuries. He was on track for that 30 disposal mark.
You need a little bit of luck in life. Anyway, it's another week. It's another round. I think we learned a lot from the opening round, and we've got a Thursday night football match that holds plenty of intrigue. I'm loving this year's AFL season. I know we're only, two rounds, let's be honest. So it's 2 rounds in, I think. Who knows who's going to play finals football this year? I'd be interested to get your thoughts or maybe some future betting regarding a top 4 or top 8 side there with the markets with Bet365. But we'll start with the Saints and Collingwood here, Whitey. The Saints 240, Collingwood at $1.58. How do you assess this match?
Look, I think Collingwood's come up a fairly inviting price. I thought the Magpies would be a little bit shorter. It's a massive game for Collingwood. They can't afford to go 0-3, then have a break, and then have Brisbane, or it might be Brisbane before a break. It's a massive game for the Magpies against St Kilda. I think they're a better team than the Saints, and by some margin. I don't know. I can understand why the Magpies may have drifted a little bit or not being that short a price because of the fact that they've lost their first two. But I just think that with so much at play for them, 0-3 makes it really hard for them to make top 4. It's as serious as that, as early as this, considering the fact they've got the Lions to come at the Gabba. And I just think that through the midfield, back at the MCG, I don't think St Kilda play their best footy there. I do think that the Magpies will be too good for St Kilda. And even though they cost me last week, I'm actually going to make Collingwood my best bet of the weekend.
Yeah, I can completely agree with you, Whitey. I went down to Geelong and watched my Saints play on Saturday night. And look, I was pretty disappointed, to be honest. And I'm looking at the market now of all the head-to-heads this round. So Collingwood Saints on Thursday night, $1.57 is the favourite. And then I go Friday night, Adelaide versus Geelong, $1.49, Adelaide a favourite. And then I go Saturday, Fremantle, North Melbourne, $1.45. Melbourne, Hawthorn, $1.27. Melbourne, Sydney, Essendon, $1.15. Western Bulldogs, Gold Coast, $1.67. $1.49, Port Adelaide, and $1.06, GWS. I think $1.57 is serious value for Collingwood to beat the Saints. I was really disappointed by the Saints. Collingwood's record over St Kilda is really strong. They've won 4 of the last 5. They must win. They beat us at the MCG all the time. And look, I agree, $1.57 is a good bet. And one of my best same game multis comes in this game. So I think Collingwood to win, and they'll rack it up. Our midfield just allows people to get the ball. So Dacos 20, Josh, Jordan DeGoey over 20, and Scott Penn will be over 20. with Collingwood to win. I get $3.20 with Bet365. I think that's a really good bet.
Jack Sinclair back in. Does that not swing you at all, Huey?
No, it doesn't. He'll need a run, and I think he'll go off the back line. But it obviously adds a bit more class and a bit more experience. But, yeah, I was really disappointed with the Saints. They showed no signs of improvement in the midfield. They looked slow. They've still got the same sort of B graders running through there. And look,
jeez, you're harsh. You're sounding like Nick on his Carlton football club.
It's true, though. Do you agree? What are your thoughts on St Kilda's mix for this year? Like, their midfield is just full of B graders.
Well, look, I've got to preface my comments by saying I don't have St Kilda as a top eight team. So I wasn't necessarily expecting very much from St Kilda last week against the Cats down there, because they're just always, and you would know this, Huey, they're always poor down there. I worry about the midfield. I worry about, have they really improved a lot from where they were at last year, where they got to a final series and did extremely well to make a final series, but were totally overwhelmed by a midfield in a final at the MCG. So while they have sort of added more speed to maybe the outside and maybe to half back, that midfield's still a bit stodgy for me. And you know, it's all the players that we've known about for the last sort of 3 or 4 years that can on their day get a fair bit of the footy, but are they as dynamic as they need to be winning finals? And my contention to that is no. So I think with Collingwood, I'm a bit worried about the Magpies, I must confess, from what I've seen over the first 2 weeks. But again, they've come up against two of the best teams in the competition. And they're a bit rusty. They're not peaking now. That's obvious. And I just think with what Sydney did to Collingwood last week, I wonder whether that's a template for other teams, and that's holding onto the ball, frustrating them, lots of short kicks, making them defend, doing all those sorts of things. I'm not sure St Kilda are quite as good as Sydney to be able to execute that against the Magpies. That's... Maybe some of the other better teams can, but I don't put St Kilda in the better team category. I think they're 10 to 14. That's where I mark the Saints. Yeah, Collingwood, I mark them sort of, you know, 1 to 6.
That's not how the Saints play as well. They're that slingshot, run fast, run a dash off defense.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't see us.
Hey, what are you telling me? They're fast, but they've got no speed in the midfield.
Mate, they're not skillful enough to keep the ball off Collingwood. That's okay. What I'm telling you. And that's the way you got to beat McRae's team, and the Saints can't do that.
All right, then. Pont, do you have an opinion there?
I'm more bullish on the Saints than I think a lot of people are this year. Yeah. I think Max King was this close to tearing that game to shreds last week and just couldn't do it. If you look at the expected score for last week's game as well, the Saints were like 15 to 20 points below what they probably could have scored in that game. So, I don't know. This feels like a 50-50 to me.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're a bit harsh on the Saints. Collingwood look like they're just out of whack. As Scott Pendlebury said on Channel 7, which I found really interesting after the match, they lost all type of chemistry down back and up forward. And
they look lost in defence.
They do look lost.
As you said, the goals that they kicked on the goal line, Sydney, they kicked 4 goals from like within 5 metres. Logan McDonald kicked 3 of them.
Yeah.
It bodes well for a team.
Logan McDonald looked like Wayne Carey.
Yeah. And Ross Lyon is a coach that will go to work and exploit potentially what was going on there.
Friday night football, Adelaide are at $1.50. They're at home and they're hard to beat at home, as they proved last year. The Cats at $2.60 here, Pont. What are you doing?
Okay. What odds, Gareth?
Yes.
Do you think Ollie Dempsey is to kick 2 goals in this game?
Probably 250.
What if I told you it was 425?
That's a good bet.
He kicked 3 last week.
Yeah,
could
but
have
he
kicked
was,
5.
Yeah, he was inaccurate. I don't know. They might put a little bit more time into him. I don't know.
The Saints have this ability to get rising star nominations against us. So if Ollie Dempsey does that again, that's incredible.
It's just interesting because you could go, if you go Jeremy Cameron, 2 goals, Ollie Dempsey, 2 goals. What are you getting there?
Get about 450. 100%
with Bet365. Yeah, that would be about $6 bucks with Bet365.
Yes.
That feels like value to me.
Mm. Jeremy Cameron, he's a wonderful player. Whitey, what are you doing here? Like, these two Thursday and Friday night matches, it's fascinating to watch. I think the Cats played some good football there last week. But Adelaide, they need to win this, the Crows.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure on this game, to be perfectly honest. I think the Cats are a terrific chance of at least getting close to Adelaide. Yeah. So $2.70 to me feels good value. I think the odds should be closer together. Watching that game last week with Adelaide, it's hard to read too much into that because the weather was so poor. But gee, Adelaide were poor. They were really, really ordinary. So they'd have to be considerably better to beat Geelong. But they weren't too bad against the Saints. I'm finding both of these teams, just as a general rule, really quite hard to read as to how good they are. Where do they sit in the pecking order? I don't think either of them are in the top six. But I reckon they're both in that middle bracket that are fighting for one or two spots in the eighth. But I don't think there's too much between them. So when I see 270 for Geelong, even though it is at Adelaide Oval, I do think that represents value, but I'm not prepared to sort of, you know, go out on a limb and say that Geelong can definitely win, but I do think they'll be very competitive. I think the better way to play this game is a same-game multi. We know that, generally speaking, Geelong don't put any time into the opposition midfield, and we also know that the Adelaide midfield rack them up. So to have Laird, Crouch and Dawson all getting 25 disposals or more, that's $2.40. Now, the three of them did it quite easily last week. There's no reason to suggest it won't be the same again. So, again, to get $2.40, that I'm much more confident that than actually trying to either back either team at the line to get a price that's not even close to $2.40.
All right, then. Can you just repeat those players again for your multi?
Yeah, so Laird, Crouch and Dawson. So they're three key midfielders. They share around amongst each other. Outside of Dawson, the other two certainly don't really hurt with the ball, but they just get plenty of it. So when you just, that's all that matters. So for those three, Laird, Crouch and Dawson to get 25 disposals or more is $2.40. So again, they did easily last week, and across the course of the season, if you just took those three to do that every week, it's going to happen much more than once of every two times, and you're getting $2.40.
Oliver Dempsey to score two or more goals and Jeremy Cameron to score two or more goals. That multi's $5 there with Bet365.
I think that's value. Throw in Matt Crouch, 25, Roy Laird, Jordan Dawson, as Whitey said.
All right, then.
There's some value, and you don't have to worry about the result because I think that's a scary one this week.
Hey, Whitey, I disagree a little bit. I'm quite bullish on the Crows against the Cats, and I know I'm sounding awfully negative at the start of this podcast. And I've had a great
day. Why is that?
I've had a great day, to be honest. Well, I thought Geelong were quite slow on Saturday night. I thought the aging midfield really showed, and the weather on Friday down in Adelaide is beautiful, 25 and sunny. I'm just expecting the young Crows to be fired up for this game, big Friday night clash. They don't get many Friday night games, and I know I'm relying on this is a lot of hopeful thinking here. But I think at 12.5 with the line, and I'm obviously really keen on Collingwood, that's my best play for Thursday and Friday night. I'm going back in both teams at the line. So the line from Thursday night is 8.5. So Collingwood will beat the Saints by more than 8 points. And then I think the Crows will beat Geelong by more than 2 goals. And I'm getting 380 with Bet365. So, G-Man, I know you haven't jotted that one down in your little book there. Please do something.
Well, you can jot it down yourself. I can't keep tally of everyone's multis. You're meant to be coming here and organise.
Oh, there we go.
He's got the four-colour pen.
Yeah, I have.
Keeping track of
everyone. So just repeat that again.
He's a beauty, old Gareth. I've got Collingwood at the line, Adelaide at the line. That's all my right, best
man.
Bet.
We meant to save that for last.
That's all right. I'll have something else for last.
All right, then. Let's have a look at some of the other matches there. We've got a great clash. This is a time-honored clash between North Melbourne and Fremantle. The Dockers are $1.44. North Melbourne, $2.80. The Dockers were superb last week, Huey.
Whitey, you uncalling this game, are you?
No, I'm not. Fortunately, that's not right.
You might be the only bloke at Marvel Stadium. Sammy Edmonds reporting this morning that we might be expecting one of the lowest crowds ever at a game. I'm heard rid of rumours. 1,000 people might turn up to this game. There's F1.
1,000 through general admission.
1,000 through general admission have been sold. That's it. Mate, there's some serious worries at AFL House right now. F1's on in Albert Park. The weather's beautiful.
There's a game at the G 3 hours later.
Game at the G, Hawks, Melbourne. Who is going to go to Marvel
Stadium?
William
Reid Stakes at Moonee Valley.
William Reid Stakes. We've got a moral there. And Peritree's back around the bend. That will win. So I'm glad you're not calling this game, Whitey, because it won't be much of a spectacle. And look, $1.45 for the Dockers looks like value because I know the North are showing signs.
But are they?
They're not going to win that many games.
Are we sure they're showing signs? GWS had 35 shots a goal. North had 17, and they only won by 5 goals.
Giants are premiership favourites.
Yeah, but the Giants should have won that game by 90 points, and they didn't because they kicked 19 behinds and North kicked 4.
Clarko is still coaching North Melbourne as though he doesn't let teams just blow them away.
I reckon Freo win this game comfortably. And that
North
line
Melbourne did beat Fremantle.
That was 12 months ago.
At Optus Stadium 12 months ago.
12 months ago. We can't read into that. Freo at the line of 13.5 is the better of the round for me.
All right, then. Whitey?
I'm struggling to disagree. It was a toss-up for me whether it was Collingwood at the line or Fremantle at the line. I actually called North Melbourne last week, and I think I've got a feeling Adam Kingsley would have been really disappointed with how the Giants played. They treated them with a real lack of respect, yep. and they really didn't get out of second or third gear. And had they kicked straight, as Pont said, it would have been a much bigger margin. My concern with North Melbourne is they have got quite a few good young players through the midfield. There's no doubt about that. They've got one forward that's dangerous, which is Larky, and the key defensive posts are a real concern. So have Fremantle got the players that can really damage on the scoreboard and their style of play? Probably not. But I did like the way they played against Brisbane after a slow start. And I said this to you last week, and I'll say it again. I don't know why there's been so much negativity about Fremantle, because when you look at what they did in the second half of last year, it actually wasn't too bad. They were just a bit of a hype team at the start of the year that didn't live up to expectations. And I think as a result of that, that's why that everyone had the slows on them. I think they'll be okay this year. I actually think there's still an outside chance of making the eight. And I think they'll beat North Melbourne very easily. So, yeah, I'm a bit like you, Pont. The line there doesn't feel to me to be high enough. What I'll be doing is taking that as a bet, but I'll also be taking Fremantle through multis.
Hey, Whitey, what did you make of Caleb Strong's 46 disposal game? And did you notice the Brownlow betting market right now?
So I would describe Caleb Strong's performance last Sunday as profitable. He's a great bet for multi players with the same game multis, because he's so reliable. And even there were times on the weekend where they actually put someone on him and they still couldn't stop him. So, you know, he and Andrew Brayshaw are great, dependable players for multis. So what I did on the weekend is I took Sarong and Brayshaw as a double for 30 plus. So I did that as just a two-leg multi. And then I also did then the two of them 25 plus, and then threw in extra players as well to get the value up there. So the one bet that I was very fortunate enough with was Nat Fyfe. I had him in pretty much everything, and he had 20, and he got his last disposal with 30 seconds to go. But yeah, Brayshaw and Sarong, very reliable. And I think Sarong is a good Brownlow option, because there aren't too many other Fremantle players that will get votes off him outside of Brayshaw.
We'll get to the Brownlow towards the back end when we go through our future betting. But I ask you this question, lads. I just want a one-word answer here. Who's got the best two-pronged attack midfield? Brayshaw, Sarong, you've got Butters and Rosie, Oliver and Petrarca.
That's the one. It's still Oliver and Petrarca.
Yeah,
completely agree.
Whitey?
Yeah, because they're different. I think with Brayshaw and Sarong, they're a bit similar. But one thing with Sarong and Brayshaw, they finish games really well because they're so fit. Brayshaw had 15 disposals in the last quarter last week, but it's the game-breaking ability of Oliver and Petrarca, and Petrarca's ability to hit the scoreboard, which I think sets those two apart.
What about Dacos and Dacos?
Yeah, it's a good debate to have.
I'll deal with Oliver and Petrarca.
Yeah. Hawthorn Melbourne, 385 the Hawks. Melbourne, $1.27. This is at the MCG, Twilight Football.
I've got no bet in this one, G.
All right, then.
Line 24 is interesting because the Hawks, Sicily is cleared, so he'll play, but the Hawks still feel like a backline that doesn't have a lot going for it at the moment, especially with the key defenders they have out. We saw what Melbourne can do when things click in the second half against the Bulldogs. I still look back to the practice game against Carlton where they took 20 marks inside 50. I think if the Ds get on top in the midfield, which they should, I think this could blow out. So I think that line at 23.5 is pretty tasty.
What'd you make of Gidovin's game, G Hall?
Yeah, he was pretty good. Two goals. He didn't have much of a second half, but yeah.
Our man.
I think he'd be good for the Hawthorn Football Club, Huey Boy. What are you doing here, Whitey? Is there a bet?
Yeah, I'll just be taking Melbourne through multis. Keep it simple. I looked at that plus at bet 365, you have a plus 21 points at $1.72. And you can always just pick your own line as well. That was tempting, but you know, Melbourne weren't great on Sunday. I did that game and they were okay through a period where they kicked six goals in a row, but outside of that, they were just okay. I still worry about their forward line and still worry about their preoccupation with defence over offence. So for me here, I reckon Hawthorn will get frustrated and find it hard to score. But at the other end, I think Melbourne just will be just a little bit too good for them through just general play. So, yeah, Melbourne and Freo, just take those two as a two-leg multi, $1.80. I mean, how does that not happen?
Yeah.
Freo and Melbourne win, $1.80.
Completely agree, Whitey. Stephen May, 20 disposals. He's done it in four of his last five games, $1.91.
He gets so many cheapies too. He gets
the cheapies. He takes the kickouts.
He's a bloody good one to add into your same game.
Steve May, 20 plus, $1.81.
$1.91. Max Gorn is $1.90 as well. He was breathing fire last week.
Yeah. What about Sydney Essendon? $1.18, the Swans. The Bombers, $5. The Lions, 30.5 here. Whitey, you're a Bombers man.
Yeah, I would be. I'm not going to bet in the game. But if I was to have a bet in the game, I'd be more likely to take Essendon points in than Swans points in, if that makes sense. These two play in a lot of really close games. It goes back a long way. Yeah. But I just think in this game, this is where Essendon can be dangerous is in the midfield. They've got a very, very deep midfield group, and that is where Sydney are a bit light. So with the injuries they've got to Parker, and there's no Adams, there's no Sheldrick, there's a few players that I would have in Sydney's best 22 that aren't playing at the moment in the same area of the ground. That's one of the key reasons why Heaney has been playing more midfield time. No doubt Sydney played extremely well against Collingwood, but I'm still not entirely sold on Sydney being a top four team yet. I think they're a top eight team. I'm not sure they're a top four team yet because their forward line still worries me a little bit and their lack of depth in the midfield. They need their best players playing well in the midfield. That's been happening for them at the moment with the likes of Warner and Heaney, and Gordon was better in game two, wasn't so good in game one. But I think Essendon can match them in that area. So I see it being reasonably close. Sydney probably the edge because it's at home and I think they're just a better team, but I don't think there'll be too much in it. So, yeah, Essendon definitely points in is the way I'd go there if I was betting.
I find this one pretty interesting because, as you said, Whitey, the line at 30 is pretty stiff on Essendon, I think, especially when you consider, as you said, these teams tend to play in close games. If you push Essendon out to plus 40.5, it's still $1.50. So I think that's decent, pairing that with a few 20 disposals like a Goulden, a Warner, Merritt. Yep. Nick Barnes a lock for 20 disposals every week based on his role, McGrath.
Yeah, he needs space though. He might not get space at the SCG. But again, using that pond as a reference, that plus 40 to get $1.50.
It's pretty good.
So you put that into your Freo to win, Melbourne to win, and then push the line out with Essendon for your Saturday play. And you know, all of a sudden you're looking at sort of $2.50 for those three. I think that's a good option.
Totally, feed up.
All right, then.
Hey, I've got a little play here. So Jake Lloyd is one of my favourites as well for a little same game multi. The way he just accumulates the ball in the back line, and his record against the Bombers is really strong. So his last five games, he's had more than 20 disposals. He's $1.88 to have that on Saturday, and I'm really keen to play that. So $1.88, that's one of my plays for this game.
All right, then.
So Hughie, just the one on Lloyd to be a bit careful of. He's changed his role, so he's now playing up on the wing. So he's not getting as many. He's still a consistent player, but he's not getting those 7 or 8 cheapies from kickings and stuff like that because he's not taking them anymore. So that would be my only concern with that.
Western Bulldogs, Gold Coast. The Doggies are $1.62 here. The Lions, 8.5. The Suns undefeated so far, 2.30. Marvel Stadium, the first match on a Sunday here, Pont.
No, it's actually in Ballarat.
Oh, sorry, Ballarat. I apologise.
So that means it's going to be a scrap. It's going to be windy. And that means Tom Liberatore is getting 30 disposals at $2.20. I think that's a lock. He's done it as well in four of his last five games.
What about Rao?
Matt Rao? Let's have a look at that. He should be good value as well.
Have you seen Matty Rao's Brownlow odds? I know we're doing it at the end. I know I keep flogging about this. But Matty Rao's just jumping into the third favouritism for the Brownlow ahead of Marcus Montepelli.
Stop giving a look at the rundown, Huey. You're giving all of your greatest ever ingredients.
Matt Rao is 350. 350 for 30 disposals. He's gone 33, 33, 29 in his last three games.
And do you know what? He's getting more of the football. Remember Cane Corns used to be critical of Rowell and saying, like, he doesn't get enough of the footy?
He doesn't get enough easy footy, I think is what
Isn't Beveridge a complex beast, Whitey? He's just a complex beast. How the hell is Caleb Daniel not starting for the Western Bulldogs at the moment? He's just so hard to read as a coach.
Meanwhile, they're starting the likes of Lachlan Bramble. Poulter, I don't think he played on the weekend, but you know, like these debutants, he pulls Sanders off after making two mistakes.
So you're getting 20 plus for Libba's 220?
30.
Oh, 30 plus.
30.
Yeah. Whitey, so
if you take Libba's 30, Rao 30, it's $6.
All right, then Whitey, what are you doing here?
Look, I'm pretty keen on the Dogs, but I'm keen to bet here in disposals because neither coach puts too much time into the opposition. So you're talking about Rao. Well, I mean, Miller, Liberatore, Flanders and Anderson to all get 25 or more, that gets me $3.40. That's just a four-leg multi. So I'm leaving out Bontempelli. You can have a secondary option where you can put Bontempelli in, and I'm leaving Treloar out as well. So there are two other options that generally get 25+. Rau, I know he started really well, but Rau has to fight too hard for his disposals for me to bet on him in multis when you're only sort of taking, you know, $1.33 to get 25+. Whereas someone like Flanders, $1.40, 25+, he'll be off the charts this year with the amount of ball he gets, because they kick it around to each other, they share it around. So I'm just adding those two others, which was Treloar and Bontempelli, to Flanders, Libba, Anderson and Miller. That gets me 625.
Any others?
So
no more.
I assume it'll be a stat fest up at Ballarat. Right, then.
Richmond, Port Adelaide. The Tigers host the Power at the MCG. 260 for the Tigers. The Lions at 12.5. Port Adelaide are $1.50. The line, as I said, 12.5. They're $1.91, Port Adelaide. Geez, the Tigers are going to be value after what we saw last week.
Nah, can't take anything out of that game. Carlton should have blown them out of the water in the second quarter. And yeah, they kicked 3-6, botched another four opportunities. Blues should have put that game to bed at halftime. Tigers, I know I'm going to be called a homer, kicked four goals from free kicks in the first quarter. That game was one of the weirder games I've ever seen.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Well, I was real critical of Richmond last week in our preview podcast, and I'm still saying the same despite getting really close to Carlton. Three-leg multi here, G, keeping it simple. Port to win, Butters and Rosie over 25 disposals. I'm getting $2.50. I'm really keen to play that.
Whitey?
I like that bet. That's a good bet. And I don't need to add any more. I think Port Adelaide, even though it's at the MCG, should be too good for Richmond. I actually liked the pluck of the Tigers last week when it looked like the game was going to get away from them. They were certainly a lot more competitive than they were against the Suns in round one. But for me here, this is where Richmond get exposed in the midfield. And I think Port Adelaide too classy in that area. And Huey's just nominated the two of the classier midfielders in the competition, linking that with Port Adelaide to win to get 250. I like that play. That's a good one.
No, yeah, agree. Nothing more to add.
All right, then. Final match of the round is, of course, there's a couple of sides with some buys this week, including the Brisbane Lions. Who's the other side that's...
Carlton. The undefeated Carlton Football Club.
West Coast, $8.50. Greater West of Sydney, $1.07. We've got a couple of interesting matches. West Coast won this match last year when GWS went there.
They did too.
They did, didn't they? $1.07, the Giants. $8.50 for the West Coast Eagles. Huey, you can start off with this match.
Well, you tell me. Will West Coast get within 46 points of the Giants?
No chance.
Yeah, you're getting $1.90. I completely agree. That is a lock. Giants will beat the West Coast Eagles by more than 46 points, and I'm just backing that head to head. $1.90, I get that.
Well, they could. How much did they beat North Melbourne by last week?
They beat them by 39, but again,
and that was at home.
They kicked 17-19 to 13-4.
Yeah. And Oscar Allen's just been ruled out. Their West Coast co-captain, who's their big key forward, one of their top five best players, and now he's out. So 46 points, I'm getting for the Giants at the line. That is a bet.
Whitey.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? I said this last week, and I'm glad I didn't do that bet with the Giants against North Melbourne. Of course, they should win by over 10 goals, but if they couldn't be bothered, they wouldn't. And that's what happened. They couldn't be bothered, and they didn't kick straight. And a little bit like if you'd taken that high line with Port Adelaide against West Coast, you know, like it's early in the season when teams don't have – percentage isn't a factor at this moment in time. They're just getting themselves into the season. Yeah, clearly the Giants could win by 120 points if they wanted to, because they will destroy West Coast through the midfield. But they might just turn up, long trip, cruising around, just get the win, have the bye and move on. So I don't think it's a betting option for me, this one. If I was to play, again, I'm being really conservative here, but I'm also trying to be smart. Giants 21+, $1.25. So that's the same price as, say, Melbourne to beat Hawthorn. I think that's a better option. I'm pretty comfortable they'll win by 21+. Put that through multis rather than taking on a high line.
Let's have a look at the futures markets now after the 1.5 rounds of the AFL season. We'll start off with the Brownlow. Huey, you can take this away. Have you got the market there for us?
I've got the market, G-Man. So Nick Dacos is still your favourite at $7. Giant star Tom Green into $8. Matty Rau, $9. Marcus Bontempelli, $10. Caleb Strong, $13. And then Patrick Cripps, Butters, share at $15. So look, It's a really interesting move. The key move has been Matt Rowell, obviously. He's been back tonight. I haven't got his...
He was $81 in the preseason.
So $81 in the preseason. Now he's into $9, which is just crazy. He'll almost be laying that off for a top three finish because I can't see him sustaining that form, just the way he plays, so bash and crash. But the one I'm really keen on, and he has been supported, so I'm not you know, inventing the wheel here, but Tom Green for the Giants. He's had 2-3 vote games. I've got Giants finishing top four. I've got them winning the flag this year. And just by saying that, he's a superstar. He looks like a Brownlow player. And $8, I'm keen to back him there.
And who's taking votes off him? I don't think anyone.
A fair few players will be. The captain will. Lockie Whitfield will. Yeah. Coniglio will. Josh Kelly will. But he's
they don't
just
have that midfield depth that other teams do. So I feel like he's going to get more votes than, say, like a Cripps did in his peak where you had these guys taking votes off him. Or like a Dacos as well where he had these midfielders just stealing votes off him throughout the season.
And Nick Dacos is doing nothing wrong.
He's been incredible.
He's been amazing. So
he wouldn't have got votes, would he, on the weekend?
He might have got one.
Yeah.
But he's $7 favourite, as Huey said. I still think he's the best bet at $7 because he hasn't
he's
polled.
$6.50 with, I don't know,
$6.50 with Bet365.
Yeah. So Tom Green's at $9. Marcus Pontebelli at $10. Bontempelli at $10. Caleb Sarong at $11. Matty Rowell at $12 with the world's favourite online betting brand. Patrick Cripps at $15, Zach Butters at $15, Errol Goulden's at $16, Lockie Neal, you're getting $17 for Lockie Boy, and Isaac Heaney's at $17, Petrarca $18, Oliver $18, Warner $20-1.
Cam Rayner? What are we
Cam Rayner, I was just looking.
Keep scrolling.
I can't find Cam Rayner.
The Swans boys worry me too much.
He's in the bracket of any other player.
Yes.
Rayner.
The Swans boys worry me too much. You got too many guys there taking votes of each other. Goulden is $18, I know, but you got Heaney's probably got 6 votes. Chad Warner is a superstar of the competition. I wouldn't touch any of the Swans.
Shea Bolden 100-1.
Nah. No, playing small forward, not getting enough.
Love Shea Bolden, but I can't see him winning a Brownlow. I just want him to play full time midfield, and I want him to just switch his head on and just.
What about
just
Patrick?
A star.
This is Patrick Dangerfield gets 3 votes on the weekend, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he's
150-1.
Yeah, I won't be back in danger to win the Brownlow. He can't sustain that all year.
But he's 150-1, Whitey. He's got 3 votes in the bag.
Oh, in a lot worse than 150-1.
Correct. That's my bet. 150-1, Patrick Dangerfield, and Jeremy Cameron voted.
The ones
well
that
the
I'm looking at. The ones that I'm looking at for the Brownlow, Heaney's, unfortunately, his price is gone. But Heaney and Warner, they are eye catchers with the way they play. So I know that there's Goulden as well, but I don't think there's too many others. I think Heaney and Warner are ones that I'm watching over the next couple of weeks. I'm certainly watching Clayton Oliver. He was a totally dominant player on the weekend. And I just feel that something special is going to happen with Clayton Oliver this year. The one that stands out to me of all the ones you've discussed and perhaps ones you haven't discussed, and I'm surprised by this, is Connor Rosie at $26. That's a big price.
Is that another one where too many guys are taking votes off him, Whitey?
Is that a proven theory?
I don't know. That's just my thought.
I don't know whether I subscribe to that theory, Pont, okay. When Port Adelaide will win a lot of games. Mm. And Butters, Rosie, Horn Francis, who else?
Yeah, those are the three, aren't they?
I don't think there's too many else that will sort of, you know, Rosie's a real eye catch because he kicks goals, he runs and carries the footy, he's the captain now. And you might say, oh, what does that mean that he's the captain? It's just a thing that gets in the mind of the umpires, you know, even from tossing the coin to
who knows what gets the in the mind of the
they have during the day, during the game. They're the sort of things that's, and you're talking earlier in the program about Sarong and all that sort of thing. He gets a lot of the footy. Nick Dacos, they get a lot of the footy. But I think we've always got to be careful when we're talking about Brownlow medals is not to get too fixated with the amount of possessions they have. It's the impact they have. It's the eye-catching moments they have. And we've only got to go back to last year with Lockie Neal winning the Brownlow medal. He clearly didn't win it through disposals. He won it through impact and catching the eye of the umpires. It's handing the ball back to the umpires. It's always being at the stoppage. That's what gets remembered because the umpires don't look at possessions. They don't get that information.
Which they should, by the way, I think.
Yes, okay. They should, but they don't.
What about other future bets? Top 8, top 4?
I've just got a little rising star. I know it's only a little sample product, but there's a young bloke running away from Melbourne at the moment. His name's Caleb Windsor. Mm. He's a classy, really high-running midfielder. Plays on the wing. I really like the look at him. He's a classy player, which umpires love and which rising star love. So $17, I'm pretty happy with him. But also, my best bet for my in the preview podcast was George Wardlaw. He's been backed in significantly.
What about Dempsey?
He's $450. Oh, jeez.
You'd have to firm in after last week.
He's $41.
$41.
And he got nominated last week, so,
yes.
So he's eligible to
$41.
Win it. $41 for Ollie Dempsey.
I'm going to have something on him as well.
But just have a watch of Caleb Wentz in this Saturday around the G's. He's a beautiful mover. He's really classy. He'll play lots of games. Goodwin loves him. $17. I really like that.
I've got one to pick you back up, Gareth.
Yep.
Lions 0-2. They've made the top four from 0-2 before.
Mm-hmm.
To win the minor premiership, they're $10.
We did that last year with Geelong.
True. But this time it's going to happen, maybe.
I'm not quite sure with the Lions. I don't like a side that gives up 8 goals on the trot 2 weeks in a row there, Whitey.
You know when there's none of us fall into this category, but you know how you get these people when they have lots of money and they go and put it in bank interest at like 6%, something like that.
Yeah.
Melbourne to make the 8 to $1.50.
That's a good shout.
That's a good bet.
Like what's going on there? Well, they'll make the 8.
Well, every time you back a horse, like I don't know, you back who's a good thing this weekend? It's tough. Imperatrice, you could put it in with Melbourne.
I don't like the wide gate for Imperatrice, G-man.
All right, then.
Brisbane.
How can Melbourne be $1.50 odd to make the 8?
Combine that with Brisbane and Collingwood right now, Whitey. It's $3.10.
Can you do that?
I don't know if you can necessarily with the online betting partner Bet365, but you can do it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, Melbourne to me stands out there quite considerably. That just seems wrong, that price.
All right then, boys, the $200 staking plan. Now I'm jotting these down. I'm going to start. Now I've done something a little bit different. I've listened to you three experts, you geniuses. So what I've done is I've tried to pick all of your brains and I've made my own multi from your selections.
Oh, wow.
So here we go. And do not take offence if I didn't put you in. Stephen made 20 plus, $1.91. Melbourne head-to-head, $1.27. Flanders, 25 plus for the Suns, $1.40. Fremantle head-to-head, $1.44. And the Giants, 21 plus, $1.25. Is my multi this week. What do you reckon, Whitey?
What's the price?
He's done it on paper, so.
No, I'll get it here.
Right, I'll give my play, my $200 saving.
I don't mind that, Gareth. I'd
like to know the price. So my play is $100. I'm going to have the Thursday, Friday night double, both at the Lions. So Collingwood will beat the Saints. And then the second one will happen. And then Port Adelaide, the same game multi for that one that Whitey and I really like. $2.50 I'm getting. Port Adelaide to win, Zach Butters and Rosie to have 25 or more. I'm going to have 100 on that.
I'm going all in on Essendon plus 40 at $1.50 into Port head-to-head, Frio head-to-head, and then Adelaide plus 6.5 at $1.30. So basically, just don't lose by more than a goal, Adelaide. You get $5.35 for that. So I'll have 100 of my staking plan on that. And then we're going nice and simple. Libba 30, Rao 25, and you're getting $3.80 for that with Bet365.
$6.10 is my multi, and you get $20 per week to bet into the futures market. I'm going to have $5, gamble responsibly, $5 Dangerfield, 150-1. I'll have $10 on Dempsey at 40-1, and I'll have $5 on Rosie at $26. In fact, I'll have $10 on Rosie and then $5 on the two cap players. Dangerfield for the Brawler, 150-1, and 40-1 followed for Dempsey.
Where can we catch you this week on AFL Nation, Whitey?
Has Whitey given his futures bet?
I haven't given any bets yet.
Yeah, take it away.
I'm going to go, just working this out here. Okay, I'm going to go $70 on Fremantle, Melbourne and Collingwood all to win as a three-leg multi at $2.84. So that's $70. Pont's just spent about $450. That's 100, isn't it, Gary?
That's no,
it's 200.
Huh?
$200.
200, geez.
So,
okay.
So you got Adelaide?
Load up, Wayne.
North?
Okay, well, yeah, Fremantle, Melbourne, and Collingwood.
Oh, yeah.
Three-leg multi. We'll make that 100 then at $2.84.
So Fremantle, Adelaide.
No, Fremantle, Melbourne, and Collingwood.
Oh, sorry. I've lost the plot. Yep.
We'll put that for $100 at $2.84.
Yep.
And then that option I had earlier on, this isn't very good radio, is it? I've lost my notes.
That's all right.
The 25 plus disposals for Miller, for.
I've got that here. I've got
yeah,
that
what
here.
Was that one?
So you've got Miller, Libba, Anderson, and Flanders, 25 plus.
Yeah, what was that price?
About 324.
All right, we'll have 100 on that.
All right, then.
We'll do that.
And,
your
$20 and then, futures bet you get.
Yeah, I'm just going to have another $20 on Sam Darcy.
Ooh, he's not even playing.
I know, that's right. Just get better prices.
He should
while
be.
All the others play because he should be playing. Kicked 4 goals in the VFL last weekend. When he'll play, he'll make a massive impact. And I'll just keep putting more money on him. He's $41.
We need your future bets to actually play. Sheldrick hasn't played a game yet.
It's a bit of a setback.
It's a long season, though.
Where is Sheldrick?
Yeah, who knows? If he can't get in now, he'll never get in with Adams and stuff.
Correct. That is a bit of a problem.
Max King is still $13 for the Brownlow, so I'll have my $20 future
bet. Brownlow? The Coleman?
Coleman. $20, $13 for the Coleman. I'll have my $20 future bet on that.
All right, then have you got a future bet?
No, that's my future bets the same as they were, mate. I'm just going to add another $25 on Windsor for the Rising Star from Melbourne. I really like the way he works.
Other sports there. Whitey, do you have any golf bets there, or the cricket? I suppose the Sheffield Shield final started, hasn't it?
It starts tomorrow.
Bancroft not playing, which is a big out for the WA.
Do you know what? What's the draw?
He fell off his bike and he's out with concussion. Crazy. That is as unlucky as it can come, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy.
What's he doing on his bike before a big game?
And what's he telling everyone when he got concussion after falling off his bike?
Well, it's serious. We take it seriously.
What happened to you, Whitey, playing that bush cricket you play? You would have said, hey, nothing wrong with me. You wouldn't miss a
final.
Played
bush cricket. Cricket. That's totally disrespectful.
No, sorry, I mean like, what do you call it? District cricket. That'll do. You know, club cricket. Club cricket. Hey, what's the draw?
Because you know what? PGA Tour Valspar Championship.
Yes.
I'm looking at Keegan Bradley at $36 as an each way play.
Keegan Bradley. What about the draw in the Shield final? Because usually they just deliver a road, because if it's a draw, the top side wins.
Well, White is our Sheffield expert, so sure.
Yeah, I expect Western Australia to win that. I think they'll win. I think they'll be too good. Even without Bancroft, I think they'll be too good.
Pont, do you have a basketball or anything like that for us?
NFL draft. Drake May's going to go third. It's pretty much a lock. He's $1.71 for that. I think that's just...
When's that on?
In a few weeks.
All right, then. This weekend?
It's absolutely free.
Yeah, MLB starts tomorrow, the Major Baseball League. I think the Dodgers will take it home this year. I've asked my Jackie Makem in the digital team. He knows everything about baseball. I think the Dodgers will take that home this year.
All right, then.
Good fun, lads.
Always good fun, boys. Thanks for that, Whitey. Good calling this weekend.
Thank you, Gareth. Yeah, I've got Melbourne Hawthorn, and then I've got Richmond Port Adelaide. But I've just got to go off to cricket training for my bush league.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Hey, Whitey, I've got something for you.
Yeah.
In the Percy Sykes, a horse called Mergala hasn't had a start yet. It was 100-1 this morning on Giddy Up, into 50-1, still worth a ticket.
Fine.
Future bet.
Have you spoken to Jared yet about the moving of the Manicato?
Oh, yes.
God,
do you know what happened today? I went into his room at 7 o'clock and I said, gee, what about that genius move from Moonee Valley to put the Manicato on grand final leave to get that best possible field that they'll be trying to get now? And I tell you what, he was like Shoah Backdraft the long run.
He was.
He was fired up today.
You know what? I'm with him.
Oh.
We don't have time to get into this.
Anyway.
I think we're getting the hurry on here from Miles and Tags.
That's why, because
Tags is banging on the door.
It's because you're a bush cricketer, that's why.
That's because right, exactly.
You want to have the best take on the best. Love you, Whitey. Good on your pont. Good on you.
What's
your name? Huey Fitzpatrick. And that is our podcast for Giddy Up's Punters Club on this Wednesday, the 20th of March. Have a wonderful week. We'll catch you again next week.